Dave and Darren.
Hi, baby girl.
This is a public service announcement. For those that don't want to participate in that smoke out, smoke all the cigarettes you want. Because they're taking our rights away and everything else, so what's next? I think we've had enough. We've got to stand up like we used to do in the 70s and protest. And so we can smoke in bars and have our rights back. Because these poor bar owners are hurting. And this has been a public service announcement from Amazing Larry.
He speaks for all of us. You know, he really does.
Well, he speaks for himself, being that he got grandfathered in somehow.
I don't know that he did. I know that he suggests that's
still allowed to smoke, you know.
Dave and Darren.
Public place.
When's the last time you think Larry's been in a bar? When do you think that happened last? When's the last time Larry went to a bar?
My guess would be maybe the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Right? Like it was before the
now,
banners.
Now, which town is this? This is Davenport, Larry. Well, hello, Davenport.
This was great.
But he hasn't been in a bar since they did the ban, but probably before he was done with bars, right?
Yeah, so he's grandfathered in. He probably thinks he's grandfathered in the bars, too.
Does he still throw back beers every once in a while, or is it all clean living for Larry these days? When's the last time you talked to him?
I think it's a cleaner living.
Yeah, just because circumstances demand?
Beyond his control.
Yeah. Well, we got a question on the text line. People want to know.
Yes.
Have you selected? I mean, we had more than an inch of snow this morning. Have you selected the 2019-2020... glove box salami?
No, but it's
well, past due, isn't it?
Time, isn't it?
Yeah. How have you not made the trip to Hickory Farms, wherever you go for your glove box salami?
Well, what I did purchase, and it's not in my glove box. Mm. I'm not even sure that it would fit. I got a pepperoni that is like
an unsliced pepperoni.
Yes, unsliced pepperoni,
or uncut, I guess, as you say,
uncut. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have that. I suppose I could go with that. But you're absolutely right. It is time to get a glove box salami.
It's the listeners who are demanding to know. Not me. I had forgotten it was even a thing.
I've got a pepperoni that is the size of like a cop's nightstick.
Okay. So you could use it for self-defense if you need be.
Beating heads at the 68 convention. Who knows what, and God knows what the 2020 conventions will be like. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah,
it's time to time to get a big net.
This summer's going to be something else, isn't it?
So I got the pepperoni because I was thinking this is what I wanted to do. Sometimes I will make a homemade pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, because like with the very popular Quad City style pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ground up sausage.
Right.
So I was thinking, why does it have to be sliced pepperoni? Why can't it be ground up pepperoni?
Yeah, like they do on
a pizza pie.
Yeah, well, ground up pepperoni is what you get on a Totino's party pizza.
Well, that's more of a diced.
I see. I'm talking
actually ground pepperoni.
Interesting.
On a pizza.
I don't know that that's ever been attempted.
Well, see, that's what I do. So
I gotta say, I'm very, very intrigued by this.
Are you a pepperoni pizza fan?
Oh, I think you know that I am.
Okay, well then.
If you
saw that sort of thing,
yeah,
ground pepperoni pizza pie,
yeah,
you'd certainly have to give it a try. Is this feeling
something real? I don't hate the idea. I rather love it.
Well, see, that's why I have that pepperoni with me.
You have a gift, is what you have.
I know it.
It's an absolute gift.
No one's willing to accept it. But it's there for the taking.
Yeah, gosh. I wonder why that's never been done before.
I don't know.
You would think everything in the world of pizza has been done. Everything under the sun has been done, but
perhaps it hasn't.
You're reinventing the wheel, as it were.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Some people will tell you that you don't need to reinvent the wheel.
No, I think wheels suck. They need improvement. I'm on board for this reinvention.
Well, I tell you what, when I make it, I'll bring you some.
Yeah, please do. So, but this will be a pepperoni that you don't have in your glove box.
I think it's too big.
So will you put a summer sausage? What will you be doing this year? The listeners need to know. 470-23-NACHO is our text line.
As opposed to speculating and guessing, why don't
you, you don't want to speculate on your on something you're in charge of. That's classic.
Why don't...
I don't want to speculate. Why don't, who knows what I'm up to?
Why don't I get it? Why don't I...
Speculate.
Why don't I get it?
I couldn't begin to tell you what I'm capable of, David. I won't, I'm not going to sit here and speculate on something I'm 100% in control of.
Well, as opposed to speculating, why don't I just go ahead and get it, and then once I've got it, I can share it with everyone.
Well, I think that's about right.
But you're absolutely right. I let that one slip through the cracks.
Well,
everybody needs to go get there now.
Don't blame yourself. How many times do you wake up on October 28th and there's, you know, we would have been doing the all covers show today if we were on the old situation.
I was not totally shocked because I was letting dogs out last night and stuff was coming down.
See, I had known that it was going to snow.
Yeah.
But I was anticipating that, you know.
A couple days from now.
No, I was anticipating, right. Because the 3 to 5 inches, that's not supposed to be until Halloween, which is on a Thursday as we're recording this podcast. Today is Tuesday. I was expecting the kind of snow like you look and there it is out of the corner of your eye. You see like a flake. Because that's usually how, you don't usually wake up in the morning
it's
and
it's snowing.
And it's
sprinklers on.
It's done. It's covered. Everything's done. So yeah, there's one
too
model.
Too soon.
There's one model that suggests that we could get on Thursday 14 inches of snow. That's one of the models.
Don't do that.
No, I'm just telling you what I heard from a licensed meteorologist earlier today. Now, he doesn't
licensed by who?
By the National Weather Service. However, this is not something that he thinks is going to happen. He's just saying that is one of the models. Could be 3 inches, could be 5 inches, could be 14 inches, could also be 0 inches.
My body aches just thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's nothing. There's no science. Like if you get
only
6 inches of snow, if you get 6 inches of snow on Halloween, that doesn't mean it's going to be a rough winter.
Not necessarily.
That's not how science works. But that is absolutely what it means, right? Like
this is what I've heard.
Yeah.
This is maybe something I shouldn't have heard. Maybe
okay.
Maybe this was not for my ears.
Okay.
But I heard someone talking about how they feed. Birds suet?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were talking about feeding the birds the suet this year.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how much suet the birds were taking.
I have suet right there. Are
they taking it more than normal?
In dramatically larger numbers.
Well,
and
when
birds
I heard
that don't normally eat suet are piling it on back there.
Which would lead you to believe.
I had not connected those dots. I just thought, they really like this stuff.
No. Somebody's, you know what that means. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a rough winter.
Yeah, and that's just beef renderings. It's like fat from the killing floor.
Well,
so these birds are eating cow, which is kind of cool.
Knowing.
Yeah, I've turned them on to, you know, beef.
Yeah, knowing that.
What's for dinner if you're a bird?
We're
going
to need to pack on a little extra.
Yeah. It's nature's way of telling you something's wrong. We better get into the top 5 things while we still have time.
All right. It's not a conversation I was necessarily... I should have been privy to, but...
eavesdropping on people? What are you...
Listen, they were speaking in a normal speaking voice, and I happened to hear it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. The Dave and Darren's...
It's a weird thing to admit.
Top 5 what?
I don't know that I should have heard this.
Well, it wasn't necessarily...
It's not my place to repeat it. I'm not going to speculate on my own future.
For your eyes only. That wouldn't be a bad film to take in.
Yeah, it's a good one.
To pop on the old VHS DVD.
Is it the best of the Roger Moore Bond movies?
Maybe not. But,
it's not.
But
it's certainly not the worst.
No.
That would be Moonraker.
The Dave and Darren...
Followed closely by Octopussy. Oh, boy.
Thank you, Maude Adams.
Yeah.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, the Quad City's only year-round haunt located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. And you've got one last chance to make it real. It is Halloween. And why wouldn't you? Now, that would be a lot of fun. Now, they've got their Christmas haunt. You can kind of pretend.
Yeah.
You don't even really have to pretend because they've got a Christmas haunt. But Halloween is your last chance. They'll be open at 7 o'clock. They'll be open from 7 till 10 with over 20 minutes spent within the Fear, the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunt attraction is celebrating 25 years. The Fear tickets are in advance. If you'd like to get those are available at $15. VIP tickets are $20. Do you have what it takes to make it through over 20 minutes of the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Your final chance at 7 o'clock on Halloween. They'll be open till 10. Last year, Factory of Fear underwent a 100% remodel, which included 30-plus rooms and more twisted characters. This year, they added almost 5,000 square feet. It's the longest-running and most decorated haunt in the Quad Cities. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
Here's my problem with Maude Adams.
What?
You get to be a Bond girl once. Yeah. She shows up in too many of the movies.
Well, and... Was it back to, not back to back? What was she in?
No, she was in The Man with the Golden Gun, and then she shows up in Octopussy.
Not bad.
But there's plenty of groovy looking birds to put in the movies.
She's pretty groovy though.
It just seems like she is. I'm not suggesting she isn't, but you know, everything in it comes to Maude Adams. You know what I say?
Moderation.
Everything in moderation.
Thank you.
I have fun.
I wouldn't touch that. I wouldn't touch that with B. Arthur's.
Okay.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their Slobby Joe, slow-roasted roast beef, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. Absolutely delicious. Get it today. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And then, of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. And then what happens? Well, get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I will say this.
Yes.
When you're ordering and you're mentioning Nacho Radio,
yes,
mention it before you order. And don't place your order and then go, and I like the Nacho Radio deal.
Right.
Mention it first, because then otherwise, then they have to go back. And I made a big to-do out of it.
See, that's why that's
so mention it first. Hey, I would before I order, I would like to get the Nacho Radio.
Right. Don't make our discount more work for them.
Which is what I did.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, I didn't mean to.
I know. I've had the same thing happen. I get it. It's you flake on it.
Mention it first.
And I'll tell you who's more to blame than you in that situation. It's Capriati's.
Why?
Because you're so excited about getting the sandwich, you're not thinking clearly.
Yes.
You're thinking about, and I'm gonna get that sandwich. I'm gonna tell them my sandwich order, and I'm gonna get the sandwich. And you're not thinking about the whole transaction. You're thinking with your stomach and your tongue, not with your brain and your pocketbook.
Remember when we went through our little period about flaking on each other?
What do you mean?
I mean, flaking is just kind of a cute way to say
blew you off.
I am not going to be the best.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that?
It's like,
yeah, I flaked on you there.
Are you sure you can come? Because I really need you to be there. You know what? I might flake.
There's a chance I'm going to flake on you. Yeah.
It's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's like having a. It's like calling it a nightcap. No, what you're saying is I want more booze.
Yes, exactly. Number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
Ooh, and this one.
I'm just telling.
Bum, 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 bum. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Now, I don't want to connect too many dots here, but Darren has just reinvented pizza, and we have this news. Happy Joe is dead.
Is that right?
Happy Joe Witte, dead at the age of 82.
Huh, well.
Died today, according to a post by his daughter here, Crystal Witte Ersan, posting, quote, Happy Joe Witte completed his life's work today. He now rests in God's loving arms. The founder of Happy Joe's Pizza. Original place was in the village of East Davenport there, right?
I wonder, a very early one was in Milan as well.
Yeah.
I wonder if they would allow me to use that as a test kitchen.
I wouldn't ask today.
Tomorrow?
Give it time. I understand Happy Joe's passed away. Who's ready for a new dad around here?
I've got some changes that are going to be made.
According to his biography, he was born in Minot, North Dakota, moved to Davenport in the mid-60s to take a job at Super Value Bakery. Didn't he work at Shakey's for a time? Isn't that how he kind of got in the idea?
I thought so.
Yeah.
He actually worked with Shakey, the Shakey.
He did, didn't he? Is that our story or is that his story as well? Anyway.
Well, there you go. Talk about it. Yeah.
Happy Joe's passed away, a Quad City legend.
And you say he was 82?
That's what it says here, okay. Yeah.
Well, he did a lot for the kids of the Quad Cities.
There's no question.
So,
yeah.
You know.
I saw where they're having a promotion, and maybe this was over the weekend. They had a deal where if you went to Happy Joe's, if you brought your kids and they were in costume, the kids got something.
Mm.
If that costume was as Happy Joe Witty, your kids got something a little bit extra.
Oh, why wouldn't you do that?
I know. I thought this...
Why would... And you would think...
Pretty easy costume to throw together, well, right?
And very, mm-hmm. very timely, mm-hmm. Being that it's... You could do like Happy... Well... It's Halloween.
Right.
I'm just saying you can take some liberties.
We know where you're going.
You can take some liberties.
All right. The man just died.
Listen, there's a small window for kids to trick or treat.
I'm not in charge of the calendar.
I'm not. It was Rhonda and her, well, I guess her only husband.
Mm-hmm.
When they moved the Quad City.
So you don't want to call her the first husband.
No.
Because that implies that you're next. I see what you're doing there.
Her only, Rhonda's only husband.
Rhonda's been married once.
Yes.
Rather than say Rhonda's first husband, because that puts the pressure on you to be second in line.
Well, it's just an act.
You would rather just say only husband. Only what she's ever going to have.
It's inaccurate.
That's telling. Wow.
It's accurate.
You know, people say you don't let us in enough. You let us in plenty.
Let's just say this.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's that important, but one of the things that they were kicking around when they were young people.
Yes.
And making their move to the Quad Cities, I think they might have gone elsewhere with it. They were kicking around the idea very early on.
Yes.
Of having a Happy Joe's franchise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But they didn't.
They didn't, and just think how everyone's lives have changed.
Is there still one in the village of East Davenport? Is the original? That's not.
I know there's
the one in.
Or did it get replaced? Is there a Lago Mecenos there in its place?
I think that's Lago Mecenos.
I think it is too.
Yeah. So Happy Joe's. I know there's. Okay, there's Jungle Bungle there on Brady Street. There's the one in Bettendorf. I know there's one in LeClaire. Are there only three on the Iowa side in the Quad Cities? That can't be right. There's probably one up in, like,
There's one in Eldridge.
Yeah, that makes sense. You mentioned the kids. This has gone viral, and people are furious about this. They're rewriting the alphabet song.
Hmm.
When you teach your kids their ABCs, you do to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Do you get every letter in alphabet soup?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Darren. I haven't had alphabet soup in over 40 years.
Well, that's weird.
No, that's not weird. I'm a middle-aged man. Why would I have alphabet soup?
Well, because it tastes like soup.
But no, I've never. I have no memory of. I think I remember in alphabet cereal being pissed off as a kid. Like
alphabets.
Alphabet soup was like cereal that was in the shape. It was a similar thing.
Alphabets.
Alphabets.
Yeah. Alphabets.
Alphabets or alphabets?
Both.
It's alphabets soup,
alphabet.
Right? They're little bits of the alphabet.
No, it's alphabet. Yeah, okay.
I'm quite sure it's alphabets. Pretty sure. Am I belly button piercing? The cereal or the soup? The cereal is called alphabets cereal. Alphabets.
There's no reason to call it cereal. We know it's cereal.
Well, I don't want you thinking it's dry soup. I remember being pissed as a kid, like there were three or four letters that I couldn't find.
Yeah.
And I remember being a little confused.
That's what I've just wondered.
Yeah.
Because you would think if you're making the pasta
mm-hmm.
to put into the alphabet soup,
yeah,
why would like an A
mm-hmm.
Cost you more than making a T?
Well, I wonder if certain letters just don't lend themselves structurally. Like a T might be harder
like
to do.
L, like an L's going to fall apart
yeah.
on you?
Yeah, exactly.
Where there's more structural in you know integrity
well, an a-
to say a I don't know that I've ever seen a Q.
Well, a circle or a triangle, which was the A. I mean the triangle is the strongest shape in history, right? Well, that's just science.
But there's no triangle for a letter.
An A is like a triangle.
That's a good structure.
Right.
Because you've even got that support beam right there in the middle.
Yeah. Alphabet soup. So you're saying the missing letters, you wonder if it's...
I'm just wondering if you've got all the letters in there. Or if they're just, if it's just another lie.
Yeah.
We're being told.
I don't remember particularly caring for alpha.
It's just like, it's vegetable soup.
Yeah. I'm looking here, there's a recipe for Mexican alphabet soup. Do they use a different alphabet than we use? Like, do the letters have little tildes on them? That's fantastic. What's Mexican alphabet soup? That's fantastic.
I'd go for it.
Mm. One time when I was 12, my mom made alphabet soup, and I arranged the entire alphabet on my table as I ate. I can confirm that it does have all the letters.
There you go.
Okay. So there. Thank you for that.
How many times over, I wonder?
This is the problem. When you teach your kids the alphabet song, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Yeah.
We lump L, M, N, O, P all together. And you find this when you're teaching your kids the alphabet. Like, L, M, N, O, P, they think that's one thing. It's like, you know.
I don't.
Well, no, you're in your 50s.
Well, yeah, but I knew it then. I knew there were letters.
L, M, N, O, P.
I just knew that you were able to kind of do a quick rap with those.
Right. Well, they're changing it now because they're saying that L, M, N, O, and P have gotten short shrift. So they've changed the alphabet song, and this is driving people crazy.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I recognize it so far.
So far it all makes sense.
Yes.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
No. I won't stand for it.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. Everyone has the same reaction where it's like, no, you don't get to do that.
No, you don't.
Because there's something so fundamental about the way it is in your head.
Yeah.
It's one of the very first things that you learned.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to think, well, we're going to redo this. This is reinventing the wheel is what this is. Nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for ground pepperoni on their pizza, but you're going to love it.
Well, that at least I can understand.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
I can never get back into the groove.
Exactly.
After that, now what do I do? After you've thrown that curveball, I can't do the rest of the alphabet.
I can't understand even what you're saying after this. I'm so thrown off by what you've done.
Yeah.
This is just gibberish is what this is.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie, or how about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? They're located at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Autumn is here, maybe not for long. Fall into a pumpkin pie latte and a chai tea. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take home with you. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and you'll have access to every podcast we've ever done and all of our patron-only podcasts as well.
Hmm.
The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Whatever your sandwich is of choice, turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio first and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
So there's an urban legend that says the Campbell's people, there was an accident at a noodle factory, and a piece came out looking like a letter C, and a factory supervisor was like, you know what? This is what we'll do. We'll make the noodles look like letters.
Yeah.
And that's how alphabet soup was born. But that's not what happened.
No.
Alphabet soup has been around.
Since the Egyptians.
For more than 150 years. Isn't that crazy? 155 years. It was since the dawn of alphabet soup.
Abe Lincoln's favorite. Not quite.
Number three.
Of course, back then there were only like six letters. So it would have been an easier recipe, I imagine.
Know that that's true.
Number three
that's
on
my,
our...
That's my bit. Don't do that. Don't.
I like being in this lane. This is fun.
I know it is. It's a blast. And now get the hell out of my lane. You do. You go do what you do. And make me proud.
NBA player Taco Fall is in the headlines.
You know, he's over 7 feet tall.
7 foot five.
How about that?
23-year-old Taco Fall. And he plays for the Celtics. He's a center. Taco.
Yeah.
He's from Senegal.
Who's he play for?
The Boston Celtics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Saturday, he made his season debut for the Celtics.
The season has just started.
There was a dunk that looked pretty easy for him to do.
And?
Yeah, he's on the bench now because of a concussion.
What? He hit his head on the rim?
He hit his head on a ceiling. He was in a bathroom with a low ceiling, was washing his hands.
So this didn't happen during a game?
No. No. Suffered an injury washing his hands.
Yeah, you would think you'd be banging your head in the stuff all the time.
Just finished washing his hands when he slammed his head on the ceiling of the bathroom. Next morning, he felt sick. They got him in concussion protocol. Missed the first two games, but he did get to play on Saturday night. Got 4 minutes and scored 4 points with 3 rebounds.
Would you ever trust someone that tall to bring you your tacos?
Taco Fall? Not if that was their name.
I can't allow this to happen. Yeah. What if something happens?
Taco, why is there hair all over my...
Taco, come this way. Taco, come this way. Pay no attention.
Just follow the sound of my voice, honey.
Just bring it. Four. Bring it here.
Four.
Bring it here. Pay no attention to those suspension beams.
Our next story comes to us from...
Florida.
The headline really says it all. Florida man accused of throwing nunchucks through a car window at a traffic light.
through the window or...
This is in Tampa.
Busting up the window or throwing it through the...
He's accused of throwing nunchucks through a car window at a traffic light. Leonardo Fernandez charged with throwing a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle.
I didn't know I had a missile.
You know, that's what nunchucks are. They're deadly missiles. Also charged with criminal mischief and...
I don't know if that's a fair description.
Violation of probation. This was a road rage accident. Or a road rage incident.
Your Honor, Your Eminence. I don't know how you can call this a missile.
Investigators say Fernandez is accused of getting out of his car and throwing a pair of nunchucks at the victim's car while stopped at a traffic light.
Yeah, you don't expect that.
The nunchucks shattered the victim's rear window. Victim told investigators Fernandez cut him off in a van, and then they stopped and had a little shouting match, and then, you know, next thing you know, there's a deadly missile being thrown at your car.
Get back in your car, Taco! Just put the nunchucks down, Taco.
I don't trust you, Taco!
Taco!
Not with my tacos!
Taco! Just...
The sheriff's office says the victim told investigators he pulled up to Fernandez and told him to put his phone down because he thought he was texting and driving. Well, you don't say that to Fernandez, not when he's got nunchucks and a temper. So, learn that lesson the hard way. Finally, number five.
Five.
Number five.
Get on the phone. Okay.
Yeah, get off the phone,
it's
Don,
not,
and drive.
It's not always Don.
Finally, I don't know how Darren wasn't on this flight. Southwest pilots are being investigated. A flight attendant, waitress in the sky.
Yes.
She's suing Southwest Airlines after she says she saw two pilots live streaming video from a hidden camera in the bathroom up to the cockpit.
Brother.
These two screwballs put a camera in the bathroom of the plane, and then we're watching all the action on an iPad. Southwest Airlines says this was nothing more than a bad joke. They are denying the allegation that these pilots hit a camera in a plane bathroom. Flight attendant Renee Steinecker, claims she caught these pilots during a flight from Pittsburgh to Phoenix. She alleges that when she entered the cockpit of the plane, Captain Terry Graham went to use the lavatory. She saw an iPad mounted to the windshield showing real-time footage from one of the plane's toilets.
Yikes.
I'm going to get up and use the toilet. I want you guys to watch it.
Don, can you see this? Check it out.
The co-pilot, Ryan Russell.
Russell? what kind of picture we got in there, Russell?
The co-pilot told this stewardess, flight attendant, to keep quiet about the camera, which he said was a top-secret security measure. The airline saying the incident was an inappropriate attempt at humor. She claims she got retaliation from managers who told her, quote, if this gets out and goes public, no one will ever want to fly our airline again.
I'll keep my eye open. I don't know. I have not flown Southwest.
No. The lawsuit also alleges that the pilot left a loaded gun in the cockpit after disembarking.
Oh, boy.
Both pilots still have jobs with Southwest, by the way. A Southwest Airlines spokesperson had this to say, when the incident happened 2 years ago, we investigated the allegations and addressed the situation with the crew involved. We can confirm from our investigation there was never a camera in the lavatory. The incident was an inappropriate attempt at humor, which the company did not condone. They want to vigorously defend the lawsuit. I don't know, man. That just sounds like bad all around. They're up there watching people go to the bathroom in real time while they're flying a plane.
It gets boring up here. You know, I mean, the
boring is good. That's what I want to hear from the pilot. I was bored the whole time.
Listen, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. This plane flies itself.
You imagine
if anything actually ever happened up here, we're all in trouble.
You imagine if you went to the bathroom on a plane and you get back to your seat and you just hear this.
You didn't wash your hands.
Yeah, but that could just be a
that could mean anything.
That could be an educated guess.
That's going to do it for today's Top 5 Things.
The Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. Whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriati's is sure to be a hit. They can handle groups of all sizes. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. And be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food at Capriati's. Be sure to mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And don't forget that Halloween is your last chance to make it to Factory of Fear for this particular season. They are open at 7 o'clock.
It's the greatest and best, and you're going to be terrified, and it's really going to get you in the mood for Halloween.
Yeah.
So,
and whoever you're with, they will jump into your arms.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's going to do it. We're going to be on a little bit of a hiatus. We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah, sometime next week we'll be back. So if you get a chance to catch up, if you're a patron, go back and listen to some shows. It'll be a while before you hear our beautiful voices.
Pretty soon.
At least a week.
Go Bears.
Oh,
who do they play?
Eagles. Yeah, feel real good about that one. I don't know if I'm going to watch a minute of it.
I
guess we'll let you know.
Yeah, and I'll let you know. And I would guess by the time we talk to you early next week, we'll have made some sort of selection as far as the glove box salami. Thank you for the heads up. Thank you for taking care of those who need taken care of.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again. Hang loose, kooks.
A place for my salami. I'm Joan London, and you stay classy.
I got a place for my salami, Joan London.
I did.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian, want to get the rock out of here?
Rock yeah.